Crawford will replace retiring Justice Brian Burgess. Both were trial court judges, and Vermont Bar Association Executive Director Bob Paolini says that's important.
He's going to bring some trial court experience to the Supreme Court. I think it's a great choice.
Vermont Law School professor Cheryl Hanna believes Crawford's trial background was a factor in Shumlin's decision. Hanna says the new justice will bring both intellectual gifts and a humanistic approach to the law to the court.
He's extremely well-respected among advocates and folks in the human services community. He's really one of those judges we talk about that understand the way law really affects people.
As a Superior Court judge, Crawford presided in the trial of Christopher Williams, who killed two Essex women in 2006, a crime that shocked the community. Hanna says she was impressed by Crawford's sensitivity to the impact the crime had on the victims' families and the community. Hanna says Crawford's appointment gives the court a slightly more liberal tilt because now four of the five justices have been selected by Democratic governors. Only Chief Justice Paul Reiber is a Republican appointee. Hanna says that doesn't mean there will always be a clear ideological divide in Vermont Supreme Court decisions.
But I would expect us to see a lot more 4-1 decisions than maybe we've seen in the past.
Crawford's appointment will have to be confirmed by the Vermont Senate. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.